coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
Liz pulled on the Austin's handbrake and looked again at her map. Bought that morning, it was already dog-eared from folding, unfolding and refold. The Scottish Highlands looked pretty, but were proving a swine to navigate. Right, she sighed. As she climbed out of the car, the wind nearly took the map from her grasp. Approaching the pub, Liz had a moment of doubt. It wasn't past lunchtime closing, but in so remote a location, it was hard to believe that it ever opened. Sure enough, the door, a good fit with a heavy curtain to keep out the wind, opened at her touch. The inside was sparse and unloved, but while there were no customers, the landlord was in position behind the bar. Short, red-haired and red-faced, he gave a quick smile.
Afternoon, miss. What can I get you?
Just an orange juice, please, Liz replied. Taking a seat at the bar, she sniffed. There was a musty, damp smell to the place. The landlord handed over her drink and nodded at the map.
Directions, is it? Just follow the road back down and take the first.
That's the way I came, Liz said. At least I think that's the way I came. There was a fork a couple of miles back, but I couldn't see it on the map.
Where are you heading?
There's a small hamlet near here, Cardle Muir.
Cardle Muir?
Liz took a sip of her drink. Do you know it?
Only by reputation, he gave a conspiratorial smile. I'm just covering for a friend. He's the only person I've ever heard mention Cardle Muir. Says it's deserted. Haunted or cursed, maybe.
Big Finish. We love stories.